Welcome back, everyone. This is Andrea Estrella, and I want to thank you for joining me today on my podcast, I Am My Own Rescue. Today's topic is going to be commitment. And I just want to start off with asking the question, what does commitment mean to you? So on this journey of my life, I've realized that in order for you to really begin to see results or realize your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, are to first begin to take steps towards those dreams and those goals. And then ask yourself the question, what am I committed to? What am I willing to do to achieve these goals, to realize these goals, to manifest the things in my life that I desire? I think so often it's a question of asking yourself the reason for wanting to commit to a particular thing. It's easy for us to get started and then feel defeated or give up for fear of actually succeeding, or fear because of judgment, or honestly, any amount of reasons that we can give for not staying committed. So I started off with asking, what does commitment mean to you? Sit and think about that for a moment. Now, in realizing that I've made commitments that I have kept, that I have followed through, and really seen the results that I wanted to see, and others that I committed to and fell short because of the many excuses I had. It's easy to say that you'll do something and you start off strong. You start off knowing that you're committed because you can see the results before they even happen, and just be really pumped and want to just go all out. And then along the way, you may experience things that begin to derail you, or it could just be perceived derailment. I think at times we get caught up in something not going right that we don't realize the importance of that particular lesson, and we start to give up. So one day of not staying committed or focused on your goals leads to 2 days, a week, a month, and then you just give up altogether. What's your reason for the commitment? What do you hope to see at the other end? I've asked myself this question when I've made commitments in my life for my own self, for my health, for my well-being, for my mental health, and for other aspects of my life. My reason for the commitments that I've made have been for family, have been for friends, and at times, very reluctantly, been for myself because I was thinking about everyone else. And I realized that my commitment to others was greater than the commitment I had to myself, which is why I fell short. I was worried whether people were going to judge me, think of me in whatever way they would think, feeling rejected, and not really understanding how this was going to affect me in the long run. So I would start something and I would go on for a month or two, and the longest period of time was a year. Committed to my health, ate healthy, exercised, and just kept myself in a happy state of mind. I would say 95% of the time. I was committed to everything that I had set out to do. I was focused and I was determined. So So my reason was for me and it was not for everyone else. I wasn't concerned what others thought about me. I wasn't concerned about judgments. I wasn't concerned about what people that I didn't know would say about my decisions. So back in 2016, I made a decision to be committed to my health. It was one of the most important things that I felt could positively affect the rest of my life or every aspect of my life. So prior to that, I hadn't been eating healthy, hadn't really been working out or exercising or doing anything to kind of just stay, you know, full of energy. So, you know, I put on weight. I was just feeling very, I lacked energy. And so that affected everything around me because I really didn't put my all. And I always thought that I always was putting my all into everything, but I wasn't. So fast forward, I did an entire year and a half of staying committed to what it is that I was doing. I was eating the food that I wanted to, but I was thinking about how it would nourish me and how it would help me to have more energy and be able to focus on the things that were important to me. So we've all gone through extreme changes through this pandemic that started in 2020 and lasted the whole year into now 2021. There was a lot of things to worry about. There was sickness that was floating around, and having a legitimate fear of some disease being the cause of your death. And that was a scary thing for a lot of people. It was scary for family members of those that were elderly or young or had health issues already that would be affected even more so than those that were healthy. And I realized that I fell into that category of an unhealthy person. I was definitely eating unhealthy. I was not really taking care of myself. I would walk, but I was still just not eat healthy. So I asked myself how I had allowed things to go where they went. I'm now at the heaviest I've been in my entire life. Even pregnant, I did not weigh as much as I did today. I started experiencing pains throughout my body, a lot of fatigue, and just frustration at sometimes doing the simplest of things that would make me feel that I was completely out of shape, a complete failure for allowing myself to get where I am. And I kept putting it off and talking about it. I'm going to start this next week. I'm going to start it at the first of the month. And that's what I'd been doing for quite a bit of time. And of course, during that time, things did get worse. And the pains that I was feeling were daily and at times excruciating. And I know that it was because of my failure to stay committed to what I had originally decided to do, to stay healthy, to have energy to do the things that I love, and to be present without feeling miserable. So I want to ask you the next question. What results will staying committed bring to your life? So I know that my ultimate goal is to reach my own personal ideal weight and have the energy that someone my age would want to have when they have a grandchild and when they want to do all these wonderful, amazing things. So the commitment that I made was and had to be first and foremost for me, for myself. I couldn't do it because I have a grandson, because I have family. I had to do it for me because I can have all of that, but if I'm unhealthy and I'm no longer here, then all of that honestly wouldn't matter. So I made a commitment yet again, and it's been a rough start because I put it off day after day, week after week, and month after month. And honestly, year after year for the last three or so years. It's been an uphill battle. At one point, I did lose and release some weight and just to gain it back and gain a few more than I had before. And I felt defeated, but I knew that the only person that I could look at and hold responsible for the results was myself. So although I kept talking about what I was going to do and didn't do it, I still knew and know today that it's important for me to stay committed to myself. So some of the things that are helping me to stay focused is really just the health and energy that I want to see and experience when I look in the mirror. I want to be able to look in the mirror and say, I'm proud of what you've done. You've done an amazing job. You've stayed committed to yourself, your health, and your well-being. And that to me is extremely important. Why do we make these decisions to not do what we say we're going to do? I mean, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of external forces, so to speak, that affect our decisions. And we either follow our own guidance and our own intuition and do what's best for us and not allow other things, people, places, or events to affect our focus and our commitment to ourselves. So if you have someone that you trust with everything in your being, I recommend that you reach out to that person and ask them to be your accountability partner. And not just sometimes, but all the time. It's important that you know what works for you, whether it's journaling, whether it's video recording, whether it's voice recording, your successes, your struggles, your pains, whatever you're going through as you're working on this journey of self-improvement. I practice writing in my journal. Using this podcast, honestly, is really helpful. And when I was doing it consistently, it made me feel energetic. I looked forward to when I was going to do the next one and talk about my accomplishments and my achievements and just be proud. I do also meditate and try to stay present in the moment. I feel that that's really important. And I just stopped listening to what everybody else was saying I needed to do or should do and just started doing what worked for me. And I honestly recommend that you do the same for yourself. Others can give you their versions and their ideas of what's worked for them and think that it's going to work for you. But we're all so different and we all work in different ways. Again, just do what works for you and stay committed to yourself by just doing it one day at a time. One day at a time is really all it takes. So I spend anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes writing, and I just write whatever my thoughts are. And that really helps me to release. At times I'm able to record my thoughts because I just don't feel like writing. So I'll do that. And then if I think about listening to my thoughts weeks from now, a year from now, or however far in advance it happens, I do. And I reflect on what my thoughts were at a particular time in my life and how things have improved or if they've gotten worse. I think it's also important that you are always rewarding yourself, even for the smallest things, especially when you first start off. It's so easy to say, well, if I lose 10 pounds, then I will do XYZ. And that XYZ may be that you decide to treat yourself to an ice cream cone. Or that may be that you decide to treat yourself to a drink that normally you were probably having every single day with your meals and everything in between. Commitment to me is staying true to yourself, putting you above everything else in order to be able to provide for others and be there for others. Because if you're making commitments for other people and not yourself, eventually it'll all fall apart or begin to fall apart. And it may not fall apart in the sense that if you had a releasing of weight goal, that you gain weight. But you may find that you're not happy working out. You're not happy really doing things that, you know, keep your heart rate up, but you actually feel miserable. But you do it because maybe, you know, Grandma Joe or Auntie Jane said so-and-so about your weight and said something about the way you look that you're constantly trying to appease and please everyone else. And so you're not doing it for you any longer. You're doing it for them. I can honestly say that I truly do not care or give two anythings about what other people think any longer. That wasn't the case a while back, but it is now. I wanted to share with you this topic of conversation today because I've been struggling with my commitment to my health and my well-being. And I've been doing so because I've allowed things and what's going on affect me in such a way that it has really just kind of stalled where I was trying to get to. So today, on August 4th at 1:28 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I commit to myself to eat healthy and have all the energy that I desire to be able to do all the things that I want to do. I've been blessed with a beautiful and amazing grandbaby boy, and I didn't think that I would be this happy to have a grandchild. But I want to be able that when he's ready to run around and, you know, be into things, that I can run around with him and have fun with him and not be gasping for breath because I am out of shape or because I've let myself go so much so that I can't do anything, because that leads to other things, frustration, depression, and just feeling really shitty about yourself. Every journey that we take, or every journey that we go on, I should say, is one where we have to take a step forward in order to be able to make the next step. So don't beat yourself up if things aren't going, you know, at 100 miles an hour, but give yourself grace and give yourself that room to make mistakes, to fall off, but know that you can get back up again. And that every perceived failure is really truly just an opportunity for you to get up and start again. And we can start 1,000 times over, and every time that we start, we need to be rewarding ourselves for the fact that we are moving forward. So many have said in the past and continue to say now that the journey that we're on is what we make it. So have a goal in mind, have a vision, commit to it, stay focused on it, seek help from others to help you stay accountable, put things down where you can clearly see them so that you can reference back to them and really begin to see your results. And what I'm realizing now is that in this moment, I am taking record of everything that I'm doing every single day. And for the things that I commit to doing that I don't get done, I'm not beating myself up, but I have it on my, putting up the quotes, my list of things to do for the following day. And should I be blessed with another day, I have that to look forward to. So, I'm with you. I support you. And I know that you can do it. I know that we all possess the power within us to go after what we want, go all out, stay focused, stay committed, and realize our dreams, our goals, our aspirations. It does take focus, it does take work, and some days are going to be harder than others, but I promise that if you just keep doing it a little bit at a time, you'll eventually get to where you want to get to. And don't worry about what others say, don't worry about everybody else's opinion, and just do you. And you'll be a lot happier for that. I hope that this message has touched whomever is listening, has given somebody some sort of hope that things are possible, and that you can begin to take those small, tiny steps towards achieving whatever that is, a new job, a promotion, weight loss, better health, better spirituality, whatever it may be. That if you have a goal and you write it down and you look at it every single day and just know that it's already happening and you're doing even the smallest of things towards that goal, eventually it will come to pass. I know this for a fact. This has been an incredible year for me so far, and on the next episode, I plan on sharing some of those many wonderful experiences and things, great things that have happened in my life in 2021. And it is now in this moment that I'm realizing that there were things that I had written down years ago, even up to a year ago, but that I've written down and focused on and just knew that it was happening. And at times I was discouraged, but somehow I knew that it was going to, and so many wonderful and amazing things have happened. And so I want to celebrate all the amazing things that have happened this year. I want to celebrate with you for all of us that are here, listening, that we're able to hear, that we're still living, that we still have opportunities to grow and expand and be better than we were yesterday. Stay committed to yourself. Stay committed to your health. Stay committed to your well-being. And if you need me, I'm here for you. It's been a pleasure. And as always, thank you so much for being a part of this wonderful and amazing thing that I call my life. Thank you for listening. And again, I hope that this message has touched you in a way that you begin to make small steps to achieving your goals and staying committed to you. Until the next time, this has been an amazing topic to discuss. And remember that you are your own rescue. No one can do it but you. Love and blessings to all. And until we meet again, have an amazing and fantastic rest of your week. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. This is Andrea Estrella. And on today's episode of I Am My Own Rescue, I want to talk about excuses. We all have them, and we all use them at different times in our lives, whether it's been something we've done in the past, something that we've done recently, or maybe even something we're doing today in this very moment. Is there something that you desire to do, desire to change, or something in your life that you know would benefit from making a change? It could be anything. It could be writing your first book. It could be writing your first song. And it could also be weight loss. It could be honestly any number of things. And as we're inspired with thought and think about the things that we would like to do to change so that we are better because of it, along the way we come up with excuses or reasons for not doing the things that we know will benefit us in the long run. Why do we make excuses for not doing or wanting to do things? Are excuses real, as in, are they a true hindrance on our goals, or just an easy way to give up? Can you think of how many excuses you have made for not doing that thing that you love? I can recall many instances in my life. I'll mention a few. I remember the first time that I thought about writing about my life and sharing it with people because I thought that it would positively impact their lives. I talked about it with friends, family, and I felt really excited about it. But then, in my own reality, I had somehow convinced myself that what I had to say, what I had to share, was really not that important. Excuse number one. And then there came the, well, I really won't have time. This requires a lot of work, and I have to actually work. I have to pay my bills. I have to do this. I have to do that. Excuse number two. And the excuses went on and on for quite some time. I procrastinated. I hesitated. When I would get an idea, I would write it down sometimes. But I'd convince myself that nobody really wants to know what I've gone through, how I was able to overcome. And so I just put it to the side and said, well, maybe I'll try again. I remember a time in my life where a decision that I'd made to go after something that I really truly wanted wound up hurting me in the end. Of course, this temporary experience of hurt and pain from the excuses that I'd made was indeed temporary. At that time, it didn't really seem like temporary. To me, it lasted for a while. And I beat myself up about how I shoulda, coulda, woulda, but didn't. Excuses, I believe, are our own perceived truths of things that really aren't true at all. We call ourselves unworthy. We call ourselves unfit, whether it's unfit to do a thing or unfit physically to be able to accomplish, say, working out or walking daily because you want to feel better. I know that I've felt at times that the excuses I've made have contributed to me feeling like I've failed. Those excuses taught me that as long as I think I'm not good enough, as long as I think nobody wants to either be there for me, listen to what I have to say, or to support me, I'll continue to hold those perceptions in my mind that I won't be able to do a thing, and it's all because I've made excuses. I've had several friends throughout my life, as well as situations and instances in my own life, where I've really wanted to do something that I'd never done before. And when I talked about it, I was excited and it seemed and appeared that I had a plan. But when it actually came down to it, I started writing the reasons, so to speak, of why I couldn't do this thing that I wanted to do. It costs too much money. It costs too much time. Nobody would even acknowledge that I'd done it, whatever that was. And it wouldn't even matter. And I got caught up in this loop of excuses for the things that I felt were beyond my means, beyond what I was able to actually accomplish. There were truly many lessons that I learned along the way with the many excuses I made. There were times where I felt like a complete failure because I knew that my decision to not do something for all the reasons that I had given for not doing it were just me processing things through a mentality of fear. And I think that at times we get so caught up in the reasons why we can't that we don't realize the reasons why we can and why we should. Sometimes I did things for the wrong reasons and realized, of course, that when I was doing things for others or to appease others, I failed myself. And it just gave me more reasons, aka excuses, not to do what I wanted to do, what I aspired to do, what I dreamed of doing.
I can tell you that the lessons I've learned through the many excuses I've made and the things that I've been taught is that I was able to find courage, strength, and resiliency, and I was able to move forward. I realized that beating myself up about a thing, whatever that was, and saying, well, I'm not in shape, so I won't be able to achieve walking 10 miles a day, or if I was trying to come up with ideas for a book or a song or a poem that I'd written, that if I didn't start writing, it would never happen. So making excuses for what I thought others would think was really, I think, most of the times at the basis of why I made so many excuses. I can honestly and wholeheartedly say that excuses are definitely not in alignment with getting things accomplished. They lead to more excuses and procrastination, which can have lasting consequences. Understanding that should really give anyone a glimpse of just what starting small can do for your life in a positive way. What things are you in this moment making excuses for not doing? Do you have a song in your heart that is begging to be written? Do you have a poem in your soul that is begging to be written? Do you have a book, a piece of art, an amazing creation that is calling out to you and asking you to just make one first step? Take the time to listen to those inner callings and follow your intuition and follow your guidance. And know that if we just begin to release the excuses of why we can't, we'll find at the end of that that we're able to create so many amazing things. And if you're doing it for yourself, if you're doing it for the joy of it, if you're doing it because it brings you happiness, because it brings you excitement, then you should just do it. I heard a speech by Art Williams many years ago. And in his speech, it was just do it. You know, people would say, I want to run a marathon. And Art Williams would say, just do it. There are many people in my life who've positively impacted things that I've been able to accomplish. They stood by my side. They supported me. They held me accountable. And it really helped me to see that the excuses I'd been making were not really serving me, and that I really did have it in me. When I got started, I got excited, I got motivated, I got pumped, and I was able to just write my ideas. I was able to create things that I didn't realize that I was able to create. when I took the time to listen to my inner guidance and follow my dreams and follow my desires, I was able to see that the excuses I was making were just a hindrance and a way that the things that I desired were being halted. And it wasn't because of anyone else or anything else. It was simply because I was either too afraid or fearful or had beliefs that I wasn't able to or I couldn't do. I want to encourage everyone listening that if there's something in your heart, something in your soul that is begging to be created, take the first step. Your excuses are just perceptions of things that are not really true. I realize through my own journey and continue to realize every day that the more excuses I make, the farther away or the harder it is for me to actually get started. Whereas once I remove those blocks and remove the excuses and just make the tiniest move, it just kind of sets off this domino effect and I'm able to create and I'm able to do whatever it is I want. And because I'm not doing it for anyone else and I'm doing it for myself, it becomes enjoyable, exciting, and fun to do. And so the excuses are gone. They're no longer there. Dr. Wayne Dyer wrote an amazing book called Excuses Be Gone. I truly recommend this book to anyone who is looking for inspiration or motivation as to how to begin to move beyond the excuses that you've made up until this point. I know for myself that when I stopped making excuses and given reasons that I found out later on were invalid as to why I couldn't or wouldn't do something, that I was able to move forward and really begin to see the power of my creation to make something grand, to make something that people actually wanted to read or see or hear about. And also, I realized that when I stopped making excuses when it came to my own health and putting things off that I felt were not easily achievable, I started seeing results almost immediately. I put away my excuses and I decided that I was going to just do what I needed to do, get it done, and everything would just work out the way I wanted to. Again, I encourage you all listening, and my hope is that through something I've said, I've inspired some sort of action towards beginning to release the excuses that you have for not doing something that you really love, that you really enjoy. Go out there, take the first step, make the first move, and if you have someone there to support you and to hold you accountable, by all means, use them and allow them to be your support while you're on this journey to making a change in your life. Remember that you yourself are your own rescue. And today, I bring this message knowing that because of the changes I've made in my life, things are moving along just as they should, And I know that if you take the first step, sooner than later, all the excuses that you could make for not doing that thing that you love will just come to pass. Thank you so much for listening. And until the next time, remember that you are your own rescue.